following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show, presented by Remax Cornerstone and Remax Cornerstone Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Now welcome the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Networks, Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. We're excited to have everyone here at Wharf Casual Seafood and listening on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Gavin Baxley along with Mitch Petrie, and another exciting week of Wetumpka Athletics is behind us. Now we get ready for what is to come. Obviously, a big home game coming up for the Indians football team. We'll be able to talk about that plenty. Cross Country had their first meet this past Saturday, had a great time out in Lineville. They'll get ready now for the Montevallo Early Bird Twilight. That is this Saturday. Flag football goes on the road to Helena this upcoming Tuesday, September 16th. And volleyball, they're in action right now in the first of five different matches in a row that will be over at Wetumpka High School. I believe they've already got a win as well. They played Dadeville and Brew Tech here in a try match tonight. I think they've already won against Dadeville. Is that right, Mitch?
Yeah, so they played their first game against Dadeville, and since so many teams, they're only going to be doing three sets tonight, non-region match, but they did win their matchup against Dadeville. They won in straight sets, 25-9 in their first one, and then 25-12, so good to see the volleyball team back in the win column.
Yeah, we'll try and get updates on that as we receive them. Still a matchup with Brew Tech coming up for them, and we appreciate Coach Brooke Watson for reaching out and giving us some updates on that so we can continue to promote it. I want to talk about this week's first Community Bank Athlete of the Week, someone who is well-deserving of it. Mitch, I want to let you introduce that.
Yeah, this week's first Community Bank Athlete of the Week was Javian Green, the defensive lineman. Had a really good game in the matchup against Chelsea, and he recorded 11 total tackles, one of just four Indians to record double-digit tackles in a game so far this season. Two of those were tackles for a loss, and then also got a fumble recovery late in that third quarter. So real key success factor for that defense in that matchup against Chelsea.
Yeah, great job from Javian in that game. And again, like we said last week, it's a little awkward because we have our Athlete of the Week on Thursdays, then our show on Tuesday. So that's from the Chelsea game. You'll get to find out who this week's First Community Bank Athlete of the Week is on Thursday. You can find that at WetumpkaSports.com. On the docket here today for our show, Coach Bear Woods, of course, will be joining us here after the first break. We'll also have Walt Myrick, the linebacker, joining us as well for the second segment. Excited to have the first of many players that we'll talk to over the course of this season as region play now starting to heat up. And then we'll close out the show with the new offensive coordinator for the Indians team. That is Coach J.L. Dawkins. We're excited for all the great guests we're going to have tonight and every Tuesday here at Wharf Casual Seafood, who we really appreciate having us here on this Tuesday night. I want to remind you, at First Community Bank, it's more than banking, it's a relationship that lasts. From checkings and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. When we come back, Coach Bear Woods joins the show here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Hi, I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate, from your first showing to the closing table. I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
The heat is on at Call Your Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th, drive home with Quad Zero Savings. 0% APR for 48 months. Zero down. No payments for 90 days. Plus a two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Call Your. Call Your Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Wetumpka Indians stay connected thanks to Central Access. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Online at centralaccess.com.
Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. I want to welcome in now Coach Bear Woods joining the show once again. Coach, we appreciate you being here.
Yeah, good evening, guys. I'm glad to be here.
We're coming off of a loss, but I think there were a lot of positive takeaways, and we talked just a little bit a moment ago about how excited you are about this program, just from what you saw in the competitiveness of this team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the guys are going to fight. You know, before the season started, we talked about heart. This was good. You needed heart to win this region and really need a heart to be successful. And they're showing every bit of that. Now, from the execution standpoint of football, we were ready to win a football game again and get on the winning track. But, you know, the watching film, watching these guys work, to be with them, one possession to be able to go, being in a position to win a football game is a huge accomplishment for this team that's gaining experience each and every week. But the idea, when you turn on the tape, you're seeing guys who are fighting to the very end, that effort, that attitude, that really that you can see the love of the program with how the guys are playing for one another.
We're going to talk with Coach Dawkins later about this offense, but I want you to touch on it a little bit as well, because you get scored on there in the early going and then come out, have a long pass there to John Hudson Winger, then obviously managed to punch it in right after. What impressed you with the offense in this game, especially in that first half?
It's how many different guys touched the football. That's what's been so great about Coach Dawkins and what he's been able to accomplish with our players and personnel and the offensive staff at large. But I want to say 9 guys touched the football about every game. That's a lot on a football team, which we dressed 44 guys last week. I mean, that's a lot of guys touching the football, but being able to answer and the ball is going to our playmakers. That's, you know, it's players over plays, and we got guys we want to get the ball to and been doing a good job with that.
One of the playmakers for that offense, and you talk about the personnel changes, we saw LT Davis come in and take some snaps himself, similar to what we saw last year with Justin Godwin and how he was able to break out for some big runs. Got the touchdown on that first drive offensively. So what's gone into to making that work with him, and why LT Davis? Why is he the guy that belongs in that spot?
Well, he has a quarterback background, so he's able to handle a snap and a cadence in the huddle, and he has a skill set to be able to, you know, play the position first and foremost, and then just a great athletic guy. And then that was kind of us with Justin graduating. You know, we needed us a spot that seems like we has always had around a guy like LT Davis, and he's done a good job for us last week, and excited to keep watching him progress in our program.
It was fun to watch him. It was also fun to watch Deion Floyd just all over the place on those kickoff returns, punt returns. I think it was two returns of 50-plus yards. He had one kickoff return of over 35 as well. So just what did you see from him? I mean, man, what a night for him.
Well, Deion did exactly what I expect him to do. He is one of the most pure football players that I've coached since being in Wetumpka, and that's been the day that I met him. We've had a tremendous JV two seasons on our JV football team, and it's always making plays. But he has just a natural ability to be able to play football. So his return man spot is a very important one. I'll tell you, when I knew I could trust him was the playoff game last year. He didn't play all the entire time. Then I put him in again for the last punt return of that game, the punt return in which we needed to secure the ball in order to go on a game-winning drive. And he went out there and caught that football and got blasted too. I only tell that story to say this. I evaluated him. He's just a natural talent at catching the football, running with the football, and then a great, great, you know, he's a team favorite for sure. He's a great young man.
Meanwhile, defensively, some big plays as well. Emerson Paulk Jr., he had the interception there, nearly a pick six. He was just at the goal line there, and that was a great play on his part, but there was also a lot of pressure on the quarterback in that situation as well. How did that defensive line perform in your eyes? I know that we had had a talk there with Coach Thompson beforehand about how important that was going to be.
Well, it's going to be a challenge. I mean, they have a dynamic quarterback with Riggins. I mean, he threw for 40 touchdowns last year. You know, he has the ability to extend plays and run. But that was a pivotal point in the game. And unfortunately, we weren't able to cash in after that interception, which is, you know, part of what we're working through as a team. But Emerson made those plays all summer. Mm-hmm. And when you practice, if you're going to, you know, it just was what happens in practice happens in a game if you play that way. And Emerson was that guy all summer, 7-on-7s. And the defensive line just stayed after it. You know, when you're playing an offense like that, just keep them out of the end zone. That quarterback's going to make plays. They're going to gain yards. It's just when you have an opportunity, you go after it. And they did on that play, and Emerson made a good play.
Speaking of that defensive line, I kind of want to touch on Keelan Thompson a little bit. I think his season total is now at 5 sacks, had 2 sacks against Russell County, had another sack against Chelsea, and I believe 2 against Beauregard as well. So he's notched a sack in each game, and kind of talk about his performance so far this season and kind of what you expect to see from him going forward.
I expect that from him. Like, we're going to be as good as what he's going to be on the defensive line because of his skill set. Now, the whole defensive line, when you talk about Javion Green, we talk about J.D. Denmark playing in there, we talk about Jordan Bracey playing and Ken Miles. That is a good unit, as good as what I've seen since I've been here as a total unit. Keelan has a skill set that we haven't had in my 3 years here. He's a little shorter in size. He's not like Dwight Freeney in my mind. He's able to get the edge, keep leverage, and he's a problem for people to block. And you're going to see it. When I watched him play, I really thought, I said, he's going to break our stat record this year because he's really not blockable in certain situations. But with that, that's what I expect. And I say that not to put pressure on him, but he's such a great young man. He's always smiling. He has worked hard. He busts his tail every day. So we're going to be as good as what he's able to be, and he's up for that challenge.
Hey, you talk about breaking a record, and we're going to get to talk to a guy who did that in just a little bit, Walt Myrick. But what a performance from him with 24 tackles.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. If there's a ball being snapped, he's making 42, he's making the tackle, and that's just what it is. And it's fun to watch. You know, it's really near and dear to me to watch a linebacker play the way he's playing. It really is. It's motivating. It's inspiring. And it's a lot of good things happening here. And like I said, now just channeling that for a win because I know he's proud of it and he should be. But we're just all eyes on Pike Road and getting a win Friday.
Looking back at the loss, what needed to change? What were the issues there that cost Wetumpka the win?
Yeah, so third down, we're not getting off the field still on third down. We had third down pre-snap penalties that we've had for two games. And then when we have a sudden change with the Emerson Falk interception to come away with that drive and have a botched snap, moved us back, then a blocked field goal, you have to get points. We did not win. Between play 78 to play 108 was not our best football. So we are doing our very best to identify that and fix that. But that is there's a detailed answer for you.
As a coach, when you have issues with penalties, you know, that's not necessarily just a, you know, we need to run better plays, right? That's a more of a discipline thing. What do you kind of focus in on to make sure that that's no longer happening?
Well, get the guys fatigued at practice, and we already practice hard. So trust me, we get all 16 coaches in the room. It's like, well, how are we going to fix not jumping off sides, guys? And as simple as it is, you go to drill. Every drill is off of ball movement. At practice, we're on top of it and just working, trying to create as much chaos and competitiveness at practice. So when you're in the game, when you're fatigued, because you have an adrenaline dump is what happens. You're in great shape, but then, man, if you don't peak at the right time as a player, I mean, you really can just feel like you've just ran a marathon. It takes a couple minutes to get past that, so we're trying to get to that point. But it's on the guys. I mean, the guys line up out there. They know, watch the ball, right? Everyone sees that, but you just, as a group, it has to be mentally aware at all times that we got to watch the ball, because you work too hard to get the third down and then have that happen, so.
Also, did go out there and attempt a very long field goal. 48 yards was the attempt. It fell a little bit short from Bullock, but I think that shows the confidence that you have in Cyrus Bullock.
Yeah, he actually just didn't have good ball contact on that. I go line up and kick it again, and he'll make it. But it just comes back to that's a fundamental deal. But until you're in those situations, I mean, and I've seen him do it, but he's gonna get another opportunity to do that. I'm going to be very quick to put him back out there to kick.
I had a chance to talk with Logan Wayall earlier this week. He says he's going to be at the game this Friday, so hoping maybe Cyrus could break the record right there in front of him. That would be pretty fun.
Well, that'd be tremendous. I'm really hoping Logan's able to make it back. I mean, the guys are just excited with the idea of him being able to come back. They work so hard. I think Logan and Coach Wayall would be very proud to see where the special teams emphasis on the program is now, and really it was paved the way by Coach Wayall and Logan, you know, with what they put in place foundationally, how special teams is approached from the kicking game. And credit to Coach Stephen Horn, by the way, what a tremendous addition to our staff, like someone who knows kicking, who can go out there and doggone, he can kick a 50-yard field goal. That's pretty impressive. So, no, I'm excited to see Logan hopefully on Friday, and then Cyrus is doing a tremendous job. And once again, the kickoffs, the PATs, the extra points, he adds so much of a scoring dynamic for our team, and it's been great.
Yeah, the record is 49. We'll see if Cyrus has a chance to get it. I know that you say he can make it. I absolutely believe you. So we'll see if it can happen. I want to take an earlier break here so we can get Walt on here, have a little bit more time to chat with the new record breaker there. So we will take a quick break. First, want to remind you to come to Collier. The Ford Summer Sales Event is happening now at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Save big on new F-150s, Broncos, Explorers, and more. Incredible summer offers won't last long. So stop by Collier Ford today and drive home your new Ford for less. We'll take a break and be right back on Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with REMAX Cornerstone Realty.
We When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Getting you back in the game faster. Baptist Ortho Now, your official orthopedic injury and recovery experts for the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Online at baptistfirst.org.
Back now at Wharf Casual Seafood, and want to welcome in our new guest. That is Walt Myrick. Walt, thank you for joining. Glad to have you as the first of many players that we'll get to talk to over the course of this season.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Gavin, for having me, and thank you, Mitch.
So, Walt, obviously the big news for you is the school record, 24 total tackles last week against Russell County. Just what was your reaction when you realized that you had broken it?
It really still hasn't set in yet, because like it's been an amalgamation of like the years that Wetumpka's invested in me, and then I'm put in the position to where I'm just playing ball like Bear tells me, and it just feels like any other game.
Yeah,
and it still hasn't set in, but it's slowly sinking in, and it feels real good.
Now, I don't know if you know who the record belonged to before you, but that would be Colton Adams or Bubba Adams. Played here at Wetumpka back in 2017, the state championship runner-up. Went to Alabama State and had a heck of a career out there as well as a all-SWAC member, first team multiple times over with the Hornets. So knowing the success that he had and one of the legends of Wetumpka football, knowing that that's the guy you took the record from, does that mean a little bit more to you as a player?
It means a lot, especially because I've watched Bubba. I've seen him play. And I was on the field with Kelby last year when he tied it.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm a part of this now. Like, I'm in that group. And nobody can take that away from me, only add on to it. So it just feels real surreal because I'm glad to be a part of something like that.
Now, Kelby Walker, the player you mentioned, graduated last year, and you get your name on the board as well. I know that's a little extra motivation there to be able to have it there inside the gym and kind of cement your name there for not forever. We may see if someone else can try and beat it over the next few years, but it's very exciting for you.
Above anything, I'm glad to have my last name on there because I have a very large family history with NUPCA. My uncle played running back, and my dad played running back right after him. So the Myricks have a history with NUPCA, so I'm glad that we have our last name on there instead of just my name.
Absolutely. And Coach, I know this has been one of the great guys that you've been able to help develop over your time here. And the cool thing now is you're going into your fourth year, so you've really been able to have like a group of guys who have grown with you as the head coach the whole time, right? And Walt's one of those guys. So just talk about the development of this young man as both a player and then just as a leader.
Well, as a player, he puts in the work. Like, you got it. When you go into the weight room, Walt's getting after. When we're out there on the field conditioning, he is getting after. Anything we're doing, he's competing. He wants to be the best. I mean, he is bright-eyed, bushy-tail with a crazy look in his eye. He's got a linebacker knees. He is just getting after it. The young man part, what I'm hoping from, you know, the progression of just our relationship together is that he's going to be able, he will be, and I know this, he's going to be a great leader. He's going to have to be a great husband, a great father. Whatever room he goes into, he will be a leader in that room because he has all the qualities, the heart it takes to be a leader. I talk with Walter very little about football. You know, that kind of handles itself at this point. Everything else just really relational and leadership-wise. But he's fun to watch, and he puts in the work. The one thing, and he's been recognized for it, hard work. I mean, there's no substitute for that. And doggone Walt Myrick is that. And then even mentioning Kelby, I was describing Walt yesterday to another coach in the area discussing his performance. And honestly, I didn't know. Now, Walter had the characteristics of Kelby, but I mean, Kelby was debatably like the best player like this staff saw. Like, we can't think of a better high school football player than Kelby, just across the board. Like, what was the one guy? And Walter is feeling that void that we thought, and he's just doing it with that just relentless tenacity. I mean, you talk about a family history somewhere. I mean, now that name's going, I mean, that means something. That just fires me up, you know, and I'm just so proud for him. And but yeah, I know he's also not thinking about it too much. We're thinking about Pike Road Friday night, right? So it's not something we can too much enjoy, but very much proud of and deserving of, and it's awesome to watch.
Our color commentator Xander Walker will be pretty happy about the comments for his younger brother. So
that's right.
I'm sure he appreciates.
Well, Xander was the guy I never got to see tackle. Everyone told me Xander was the one who could hit, and then so.
Well, we recruited Xander over into the booth with us for a while. He got sick of it after a little bit. So, but Walt, congratulations again. And now I want you to have a little bit of a talk about Coach Bear as well. And, you know, we talked about him being able to help you develop. But also, what has that been like for you playing under Coach Bear for these 4 years?
So you walk into it as a freshman. And, of course, I started playing football as an eighth grader. I didn't have the same path to football that everybody else did. Yeah. I played late. So I walk in not really knowing what football is all about. And I see that we have a former professional football player come to coach for us. And I'm like,
can't ask for much better than that, right?
Right. It can't get much better than that. So you want to talk about learning to play the game right and learning what it's like to understand the game. You just see it exemplified as a coach. He's coaching you hard. And like, I'm not used to that. I adapted to it. And he's a big part of that. He's always been a big part of that. And I couldn't have been here without him, without Coach Turner, a lot of coaches that have really weren't just coaches. They put a hand on my life, and so that's a big part of them. And
Coach Walt, I know number 42 carries some significance with the history of Wetumpka football. Coach, you want to talk about what that number means, and Walt, what does it feel like to wear that number?
So, like I said, when I first started playing, that was the number they threw to me. That's what I got. I got the bottom pile, and it looks good on me. I think it looks good on me. So I never complain about having it. I never want to change. And I didn't know that Jamie wore it until last
right.
night.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I always thought he wore 55 like he did for the 49ers.
In his playing career.
So that was he commented on the post, and me and my dad got talking about it, and I was like, well, dang, Jamie wore 42. And
Praise there from the sole NFL player from Wetumpka so far, Jamie Winburn, who played at Vanderbilt, played in the NFL for the San Francisco 49ers. So, yeah, there is some history behind that number. That's a great point, Mitch. And, he's been a great supporter of Wetumpka, actually been following the program for a few years and announcing his support. So, on my end, I played football in middle school. I got 34 as a quarterback. So I'm glad you got one that you liked because I wasn't too thrilled with mine.
Well, there's a thought, and I actually just learned that Jamie wore that too, and Jamie's been tremendous. He is literally a phone call away for anybody on this team. But just quickly to say, with 42, I'm handing out numbers now to younger guys because we're calling them legacy numbers. Like if you wear 42, Jaden Thornton has it. I gave it in for a reason. I saw that young man play freshman camp. I gave him 42. I'm like, who wears 42 on the varsity? I don't know. His name's Walt Myrick. You better learn who that is, right? So that's what I'm telling these young guys coming in. That's why Emerson Polk wears 19. Well, who wore 19 last year, Walter?
Micah Bigelow.
So I'm making these legacy numbers to build that pride. It means something. So if you see a jersey number on a kid, ask him who wore it before then, because that's how you build that culture and that pride. And Walt's literally a big part of that now.
And you talk about the school pride that you've tried to instill on this program, and I'm assuming that you know the fight song, right? That was a big thing when you got here, was getting everyone to know the fight song and know the traditions of Wetumpka. So I'm hoping that you and everyone else have got down at this point.
Yeah, they got it down. I forget half the time because I used to hit my head for a living, but we all sing it. And Davis Whitfield, another Troy alumni, he comes in and coaches our freshmen every year to learn it. But that's just a Troy tradition I brought here because it's so much fun. You win, you sing.
We win, we sing. That's right.
That's exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Walt, I want you to talk about some of these guys who have come out to support as well. A lot of these awesome teammates of yours that are here and just how much of an impact they've had on you as supporters and friends.
Oh, man. So my best friend, Jack Pinger's here. Jack was my first football friend, per se. I learned a lot alongside him, and then when we got to JV, he was my buddy beside me. And so seeing him grow, and like I said, legacy numbers, he wore 44, and he saw Dylan Price play. Dylan Price wore number 6 for Wetumpka. And I was real proud. Like, that kind of got at me a little bit, seeing him wear 6, because I know what this program means to him. Mm-hmm. And he's got the mentality. Like, he's got everything you really need. Well, we got JD Denmark. JD's here. Me and JD, man, we hit all the time.
Yeah.
I'm always going at him in practice. Button heads. Tyler Harris is here. Me and Tyler Harris, button heads all the time. My buddy Caleb. Caleb's here. Caleb and I have been real tight. We make food runs all the time. Watching him grow has been really special. Yeah. Ever since he joined defense, he's always been an offensive guy. It's been real good. See him on the dark side. Then we got Charlie Skip. Charlie Football.
He was worried for a second. He making sure you got to him.
I know he's here. Charlie, man, I've been really excited to watch Charlie play football.
Yeah.
It's something special when you got such a young guy. We were just talking. He's not 16. He's still 15, and he's leading a 6A football program. I know, but Coach, you talk about age doesn't matter, but that it's absurd that a 15-year-old is leading.
We're just so thankful for his parents to get here all the time. That's
100%. So it's special to watch him lead this football team and drives down the field and help us score points.
Well, you talk about a young guy like Charlie who's had a great impact over these first 3 weeks, but when you look at younger guys on this team and as one of the upperclassmen, how do you feel about your role as a leader and trying to implement the things that Coach Bear has taught you to these younger guys?
It's special because when I was a freshman, we didn't have that relationship with our seniors. And now we are building relationships with the juniors and the sophomores and the freshmen. And you've seen it year after year. The classes that are farther apart are getting closer and closer together. And it's a part of building that culture.
Yeah.
And like we've introduced a mentorship program just because it's been so easy for those classes to mold. And that's how they get put in these positions.
Yeah, expand on that a little bit for me, the mentorship program.
Yeah, so we had a Men of Impact program that we had a few months ago and trying to get those things calendared, you know, kind of throw an idea out there. But it's getting guys involved with community men involved with our seniors involved with our freshmen. And we partner up seniors with freshmen, and we still got to finalize that. But that's the whole point. Like, you're showing this guy along, just a mentor program.
Yeah.
And it goes just back to building that pride of learning what these guys are. You know, I say all the time, great teams are player-led, not coach-led. And that's really what Walter's saying at this point. It's just so much fun what the program is right now. It's at a special moment, and I'm excited. I'm so proud of the guys.
Well, guys, before I let you both out of here, I want to have at least a moment to preview this Pike Road game a little bit. Just tell me, Coach, what you're looking for in this game, the keys to being able to get the win at home.
We want to play our best football game in all three phases. Now, regardless of opponent, we want offensively to take care of the football, take care of the quarterback. We want to score the football. Any sudden change, we want to be sure that we come away with points. On the defensive side, we want to win first down, and we want to be able to win the first five and last five. What that means is we want to start the game fast, and we want to finish. We're a scoring defense. That's the mentality that we have, and we're ready to score on defense. So we're expecting then on special teams to continue to use that phase of the game and weaponize it to be able to put ourselves in the situation to win. But that's what we're looking for, is to play our best game. Now, with that being said, you know, we have our hands full with a very good football team. It's a very fast defense. They're big. They're physical. On offense, they have a dynamic player with number two Holmes. He's gotten better every year. That's what's been impressive about him from my end. And then their running back 21 is a very good running back, and they got speed. They got Zero. He can run. The quarterback's shown that he's able to throw the ball. But we always have great games, and I'm looking forward to it. And this group is excited to play, and I cannot wait to watch it.
And Walt, I know this is a team that, as a player, you guys have come oh so close to beating the last couple of years. So just how important is it for you guys to get over the hump and get this win, and what will it take for you and this defense?
It's very important. They've got a lot of talent, for sure. And I've watched this game for the past 3 years, and I got to play in it last year, and we came very close. And it's an exciting atmosphere. It's a really exciting atmosphere to watch and then to play in. And when you got a group of guys like us, you can tell that there's a lot of emotion behind this game. It's not necessarily our rivalry game, but they're our rival. And so it's very important for us to execute, and I just think we've got what it takes.
Well, guys, I really appreciate you both coming on once again. Walt, congratulations on the record. Excited to see you try and break it as the rest of this season goes on, see if you can knock that number a little bit higher.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And, Coach, appreciate you as well. Excited to have you back on next Tuesday and every Tuesday after that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, hope to see everyone Friday night at the game. This will be a fantastic night. It's a military appreciation game like it is every year at this time in remembrance of 9/11. So just thank you to all the veterans out there who've served our country, and hope to see everyone Friday night. Go Indians, win the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to be a lot of fun. And we are excited for the matchup against Pike Road. It'll be broadcast at 6:30 with our pregame show on Friday, and then kickoff will be at 7 p.m. at the Wetumpka Sports Complex. Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. We'll be right back, and then when we return, we'll talk with the offensive coordinator of the Indians, Coach J.L. Dawkins. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
The heat is on at Collier Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th, drive home with Quad Zero Savings. 0% APR for 48 months. Zero down. No payments for 90 days. Plus a two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
Attention local businesses, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty invites you to the River Region Home and Business Expo at the Wetumpka Civic Center Wednesday, September the 11th from 3 to 7 p.m. This is your chance to showcase your products, services, and connect with hundreds of potential customers all in one place. Spots are limited, so don't wait. Register your business today and put your name in front of the River Region community. Contact RE/MAX Cornerstone today to register.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
At Central Alabama Community College, your future starts close to home. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Prattville, and Talladega, CACC offers the programs and support you need to succeed. From university transfer pathways to career-ready training in healthcare, business, and technical fields, CACC is here to help you reach your goals. Affordable tuition, flexible options, and a community that cares. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
And welcome back. Precision Floor Care is your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. And we do have a little bit of a score update from the Wetumpka Volleyball Tri-Match going on. They are currently playing Brubaker Tech, and they lost the first set 22-25, won the second set 25-14. And are heading to a third set winner take all.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. Hopefully we can get the final result from that before we go off the air. Already got the win against Dadeville in game one of the tri-match, so we'll try and update you if we get any more news on that. I want to welcome now the offensive coordinator, Coach J.L. Dawkins, in your first year here at Wetumpka. Coach, I hope it's been treating you well so far.
Oh, absolutely. Everything's been going well so far. The people are great. The city of Wetumpka is amazing. The kids are great. So, Coach Bear and the entire staff, it's been a great experience so far. Looking forward to the rest of it.
I want to talk about your journey to Wetumpka just a little bit, because it's not necessarily one you would hear about an offensive coordinator for a football team. You go to Faulkner, you play baseball, yeah. Right? Then go to ACA. That's where you get back into the football coaching a little bit. So just talk a little bit about your journey here and your relationship with the game of football in general.
Yeah, so I started off at ACA. I had no intention, actually, of coaching. I went to ACA, got a call from a guy that I played baseball with at Faulkner, and they needed a coach last minute, and they hired me on a phone interview. They just took a chance, and it ended up being great. I got to work under three head football coaches there, Coach Bill Moore, and then Coach Nate Sanford actually promoted me to be the offensive coordinator when he became the head coach, and gave me a shot, and believed in me and helped me and mentored me. And then after a few years, Coach Michael Summers took over, and he really helped mentor me as well. And I owe everything to those men that really put a lot of effort into growing me as a coach and trusting me to be an offensive coordinator and a play caller. And that's where I've been for the last 10 years. And I owe all that experience and all the gratitude in the world goes to those men.
Sure. I do want to ask you, I know we have a former coach who has some work out in ACA as well, Coach Tim Perry. Any relation with him? Have you had any conversations with Coach Perry?
So Tim Perry came over back to ACA 3 years ago,
yeah,
and he really stepped in and helped kind of guide me because I told him, you know, my aspirations as a coach, and he helped guide me in that way. He started sitting in just on my offensive meetings and giving me advice on what to do as far as game planning and coaching and all that. And then really he just kept going and started mentoring me just as a man and as a coach that wants to grow and get better. And so, you know, he's been to the top, so he knows what's going on. So him being somebody that I look up to has really been a big part of my growth over the last 3 years, getting to know him.
Big fans of Coach Perry over here in Wetumpka. Managed to get the Indians to a state championship appearance back in 2017, and another great season in 18 as well. So excited to hear that he's still doing well. Now, I know you played football in high school. Then you go to college, you play baseball. So what kind of goes into that decision? What made you choose baseball at the time, and then now you're back coaching football again?
So baseball really is, they gave me the most scholarship money. So
fair enough.
I guess that would be why. But I chose baseball over football probably just because of the school. Like, I love Faulkner. I loved everything about it when I visited there. Kind of the football offers that I got was more of just walk-on opportunities, and so I wanted to play baseball. That's pretty much all it came down to. I
want to give you a little bit of credit as well as a teacher. I believe you got a Teacher of the Year award at ACA, right?
A week, maybe. I don't know about a year. I did get Teacher of the Week for the WSFA deal.
That's it. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, maybe it should have been year. You got robbed a little bit. It's okay. Now I do want to talk about this offense a little bit. You've got some really young guys on the team who, as Coach Bear mentioned last week, he's like, once you get past 3 weeks, they're no longer young guys.
That's right.
You have to treat them like they're all upperclassmen, all experienced. So how has this team and this offense developed over these first 3 weeks into more mature players and making better decisions on the field?
Oh, they get better every single day. I mean, you can see it just every drive from the first drive against Beauregard to our last drive against Russell County. Even when things don't go our way, you can see growth in these young men that are playing so many meaningful snaps in big situations. So even though we're having growth through a few mistakes, it's happening against really good teams and really good defenses. They get better every drive, every practice. They're growing, and the game's starting to slow down a little bit for them, which is good. It's easier to make reads, cuts, all those types of things. So when you're depending on young guys, sometimes it can just look really fast for them in the moment. But they're getting better every drive, and that's what I'm most proud of with them, for sure.
You've got some guys who are here as well. I see Charlie Skipper. I know J.D. Denmark is over there as well. Both big players for this offense. What has their role been, and how important have they been over these first few weeks, especially Charlie, obviously, getting these first few starts of his career?
Yeah, that's right. Charlie Skipper's playing the toughest position in all of sports, and that's for any team to play the quarterback position. There is nothing in athletics that is more difficult, and he's doing it as somebody that doesn't even have a driver's license yet, at the top level in the toughest region in 6A. So really proud of just his growth, and the reason that he's been able to grow is because of people that are, you know, here tonight, like Tyler Harris and J.D. Denmark,
yeah,
and Andrew Voles and John Hudson Wingard, you know, those seniors that they have been playing, and they really welcomed him in, and they said, look, this is your team, and we're here to help guide you, and we're going to lead with you and make sure that we're able to be successful as an offense. And so them being able to kind of take him in, and he has full trust in them, they have full trust in him, so that's been great so far as that senior leadership taking over with Charlie.
I'll let you expand on that senior leadership just a little bit. What has their role been for the whole team, not just Charlie, trying to help guide this offense through with going through some transition as well, obviously this being your first year as the offensive coordinator too?
Yeah, they've been amazing. I mean, John Hudson, Andrew Voles, you know, even Trey Hutcherson is the center, Tyler Harris as a guard. They all just lead in a way that is the Wetumpka way. And that is that you're going to have a heart to serve and then we're going to win the moment. And they understand that. They've been in this program for so many years under Coach Bear. And they really have embodied that. And then they practice it every day.
And now I do want to ask, what was the process like getting in touch with Coach Bear coming in? I know Coach had maybe wanted you to get here a little bit sooner and then finally able to get you to come on the staff here. And what has that relationship been like with Coach?
Yeah, so I got in touch with Coach Bear. I think the first time we talked, he called me actually 2 years ago, and it ended up being kind of a late notice deal, and I had committed to Michael Summers and Alabama Christian for another season. And so I told him that. He understood that, and we kind of just went on from there. And then this past season ended, and I got another call from Coach Bear. He reached back out, and we met up and interviewed a couple times, talked with him a few times, and then it just sort of hit the ground running.
Biggest difference coming from ACA now at a 6A school like Wetumpka, and no disrespect to ACA whatsoever, but when you go into a bigger level of high school football, what is the difference there offensively?
Well, for one, there's so many players.
I mean, right,
we have like
yeah.
120 guys on the roster. I think our biggest roster at ACA may have gotten up to 50, but that's the first thing, is just so many players. Guys are really only playing one way for the most part, so your practice is a little bit longer and more intentional and focused in different areas, whereas, you know, at ACA, most guys are playing both ways. And, you know, there's still – I was blessed to coach some great athletes at ACA, being blessed to coach some great athletes here. I'd say the biggest difference is just the number of players that might be just offense only compared to 3A ball.
Coach, kind of talking more on that transition from ACA over here to Wetumpka, is your offensive philosophy kind of remained the same, or has it kind of changed based on the athletes you've had to work with and the level you've been at?
I would say my offensive philosophy has stayed the same, because my offensive philosophy is get the ball to the best football players. So as far as a offense, that I just have a scheme that I don't believe in that. I believe in you you know, you see what your players can do, and you try to put them in the best position to be successful. So if you have a quarterback that can do X, Y, and Z, that's what you need to do. That's what you need to build the offense around. If you have multiple receivers, you need to build the offense around that. So I've changed as far as scheme goes over the last 8 years, but the philosophy of it is protect the football and get it to your best players. So I would say I'd never want to change from that.
I want to look at this Pike Road game just a little bit without telling me too much here. What's the plan going into it as you try and take down a very talented team in Pike Road?
Well, the plan starts with us, and it's always going to remain the same. Number one, we got to protect the football. Number two, we got to play low, fast, and nasty. We cannot go in there and be slower or passive. It's an aggressive game. We got to go in and be ready for that, and then we don't need to hurt ourselves. The only enemy is ourselves. Pike Road is not the enemy. Pike Road is a necessary part of the game for us to play Friday night. We have to worry about not making mistakes on our own. So as long as we do those things, we feel like we're going to put ourselves in a great position to be successful. But we got to start by protecting the football, which we've done a good job so far. We need to keep that up.
Coach, really appreciate you taking the time to join us here, and excited to see how great this offense looks on Friday.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you for all you do. Y'all are doing a great job.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best. RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. We'll be right back as we close things out on Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
So I guess we'll just save it for that.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Hey, I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision 4 Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision 4 Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
The heat is on at Collier Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th. Drive home with Quad Zero Savings. 0% APR for 48 months. Zero down. No payments for 90 days. Plus a two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speed you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Fresh, fast, and always delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone. The Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood.
And we appreciate Wharf Casual Seafood for having us, and we also appreciate Baptist Health. Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho Now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week, online at baptisthealth.org. For the final time, Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie, as we close things out on another week of Tribal Talk. And it's going to be an exciting matchup coming up this Friday against Pike Road, Mitch.
Yeah, absolutely. This Friday against Pike Road, second home game of the season, second region game of the season. So big implications. And, of course, I'm sure the guys are looking forward to returning home. And speaking of big weeks this week, volleyball has another match on Thursday. They just completed their match with Brubaker Tech, and they were able to sneak out out a two-point win in set three, 18-16. So volleyball winning both of their matches in tonight's tri-match.
A 2-0 night for volleyball. They'll try and continue into Thursday when they take on Percy Julian. Cross country goes out to Montevallo this Saturday for the early bird twilight. That's a night meet here on September 13th. Flag football is at Helena next Tuesday, and we'll be able to get updates on that as well. You can check out all the events going on for Wetumpka Athletics and get updates and recaps on wetumpkasports.com. We will be on the air once again this upcoming Friday. Pregame for the Pike Road matchup will be at 6:30 p.m. with kickoff at 7. I'll have the call along with Tate Owen. Mitch Petrie will be on the sideline for us once again. Excited for that one. Excited for another fun week of Wetumpka Athletics. And we will see you this Friday for Wetumpka against Pike Road here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, home of the Wetumpka Indians. Presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Central Alabama Community College, and the City of Wetumpka. Sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health and Baptist Ortho Now. The City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagen, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care. The Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.